This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. A lot happening. Really, seriously, you guys, some of my friends are being a little nasty about this, and you shouldn't be. So our hearts and prayers go out to the McCain family. Because he has chosen, you know what happens when this happens, he has chosen not to continue on with his brain cancer treatments. So usually there's not much time left when that goes on. So surrounded by family. You know, some of you guys who can't stand him, you've said nasty, I've said nasty things about him, but he's still a human being, you know, father, husband, human. We get mad at them for doing it. Let's not join their crowd. Let's not bring ourselves to that level. What do you think? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mr. McCain. Xander Gibbs going to join us after the first break, and I'm sure he's got a lot to say about some of the things that are going on as well. And, you know, the... I saw this at first. I couldn't believe it. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and buy my book, and give us money. Support the show, therealside.com. If you buy T-shirts, coffee cups, all that fun stuff, it helps support the show. So there was a schoolwork assignment, and it really showed where the school district, how whack some of these school districts are. You know, we talk about the future of this nation. We talk about, you know, how we have to bring these kids up, give them some decent understanding, decent education. Apparently, we have a different viewpoint of what education is. I'm always amazed that when I see some of these homework assignments or school assignments, I go, wait a minute, who thought this was a good idea? Right? We're not looking to send every young boy and girl to Harvard or Yale or Vancouver. Can I say that? Young boy or girl? Yeah, well, I was too late. I already did. Right? I mean, some of Bill, you know, my big thing is vocational training. They don't call it anymore. They call it the career technical education, which is the same thing. Learning how to be machinists, welders, fabricators, and so on. So it's really why it's so important that you pay attention to what's going on at your kids' schools. Because you pay attention as to what they're learning, what they're bringing home, the work that they do. You know, a lot of you probably don't know this, and maybe do. You can actually look and ask them to bring home their schoolwork. Look at their backpack. You know that thing that they keep trying to hide from you? Look at their backpack and see what they got. Now, homework assignment, I love this one. I mean, you can't get any crazier than this. A school assignment rating, who to leave behind. Now, the ratings were based on, well, race, religion, sexuality. And this was given to a middle school students. Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. City Councilman Adam Miller said that he was, like, appalled when he saw this. This was just crazy stuff. Now, let me read you the assignment. This is really interesting. It's called Whom to Leave Behind. The 12 persons listed below have been selected as passengers on a spaceship for a flight to another planet. Because tomorrow, the planet Earth is doomed for destruction, you know, due to climate changing. Due to changes in space limitations, it's now been determined that only 8 persons may go, and any 8 qualify. Your task is to select the 8 passengers who will make the trip. Now, you have to do it on your own, take approximately 5 minutes, and rank in order of passengers, 1 to 12, based on those who you feel are most deserving to make the trip, 1 being the most deserving and 12 being the least. Next, the entire group will come together and discuss and decide as a whole what 8 will actually make it in the end. Note, when you make a decision as a group, everyone must agree on the final 8 passengers. Here's your passenger list. An accountant with a substance abuse problem. A militant African-American medical student. Now, mind you, this is junior high school. A 33-year-old female Native American manager who does not speak English. The accountant's pregnant wife. Well, she's carrying too. That's cool. A famous novelist with a physical disability. A 21-year-old female Muslim international student. A Hispanic clergyman is against homosexuality. A female movie star who's a recent victim of a sexual assault. I mean, you hear what they're doing here? What they're pushing? A racist armed police officer who's been accused of using excessive force. A homosexual male, professional athlete, an Asian orphaned 12-year-old boy, a 60-year-old Jewish university administrator. Who comes up with these answers? Or these choices, for that matter? I get the biggest kick out of this. Why does any of that stuff, and check this out, a racist armed police officer who's been accused of using excessive force, how do they know he's racist? Was there a test administered? If he's racist, what's he still doing on the school force? I mean, on the police force? Right? A Hispanic clergyman who's against homosexuality. Aren't most... Now, notice it didn't say homosexuals or gay people. Most religious people, most men of the cloth, if you would, according to Scripture, are not in line. Right? I mean, a female movie star who was recently the victim of a sexual assault couldn't stop at a female movie star, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. And Danny joins us after the break. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide your recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, truly, thanks for joining us today. I always appreciate the time you spend with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gabillion things you can do over there. Let's just bring him in, because I know you're waiting for him, and so am I. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of pull it all together for us. And, Xander, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, I was just pondering during the break as you were discussing. Apparently, Bill Clinton had how many affairs did he actually have?
Jimmy, how many people did he rape? Are you being are you lip-splaining this behavior or something?
Oh, it's amazing at how much they still cover for him. It's amazing at how much they still see him as a god for all intents and purposes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it really kind of gets to me how people always say, oh, you know, excuse me, conservatives could see Donald Trump kill someone and it wouldn't change, affect their opinion. You know, my first question would be, was the person a liberal? No, I'm joking. Of course it would make a difference, because I think ultimately, you know, if any of the things that they said about him, if they could ever prove them, you know, the cut to Mueller sitting there as a skeleton still trying to find evidence on Donald Trump, I would be very disappointed and I couldn't support him anymore, as I'm sure most conservatives would. But this categorical evidence that Bill Clinton has raped, you know, all of these people. I mean, how has this family got away with this 40-year crime spree? And nothing has been done to them. I mean, I think as the American people, we want some justice now, surely.
Well, no. Wait a minute. You would think so. God forbid. We don't really want it because somebody would go after them. Somebody would do something about it. You know, what's his name? Sessions yesterday. I mean, wasn't that rich of him to say that the DOJ, that he wasn't going to politicize the DOJ? I was rolling around laughing on that one.
Yeah,
a little late.
He forgot to say again. Because let's face it, ex parte meetings with the attorney general is politicizing, you know, the DOJ. Because the thing is that, you know, if an individual, whoever they might be, is suspected of some crime, to then go and threaten the attorney general. I mean, I don't believe they were talking about grandchildren. She doesn't even have grandchildren. You know, so don't come at Billy Boy. I mean, I want to see them in my lifetime. I want to see them both in jail. I don't care how old they are. I don't care what he left, what budget he had when he left office. I really don't care. They're a pair of criminals and have been from day one. And I think America needs to see some justice with this pair.
Yeah, what's really funny is, you know, they keep talking about them, and I say, look, you've been talking about impeaching this president before he was even sworn in, before you could even technically impeach him, right?
But answer me this
first.
Yeah, answer me this, Joe, because I'm really confused.
Uh-oh.
How come we're actually investigating the electoral process before we've actually dealt with the crimes of the previous administration? Because I can't work that out.
Well, you and many other constitutional scholars can't figure it out either. I mean, seriously, high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, that the problem that our founding fathers did with that was they didn't put any guidelines in place, because for a Democrat, high crimes and misdemeanors is when the president talks about grabbing a woman by her private parts, where when it comes to a Democrat, they can actually assault those private parts and it's okay.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, for the record.
Well, people don't realize that that Clinton was not impeached for having sex multiple times in the Oval Office. He was actually, what he was in trouble for was lying to the FBI, right? Lying under oath.
Exactly.
So,
and you know, the thing is, for me, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, no.
I really don't care what he did before he was in office. Let's talk about what he's done since he's been in office. And that's the problem with the mainstream media. They've got nothing. They've got nothing to kind of talk about, really, that's bad about what he's done since he's been in office. So they dredge up all this stuff from the past. And, you know, and some of it is not very nice. And I'm sure as a businessman, he's had to make some decisions. And I'm not defending him. But, you know, the point starts for me when he moved into that White House. And it should for every other American. Because it's nothing to do with them what's happened in his marriage or in his businesses, because that's not what their business is. Their business is what kind of job he does as a president and nothing more.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine that's a Democrat, and she, I consider her to be one of the sane ones. And we were talking the other day, and she said, I'm sure he's got shell companies all over the place, and we're eventually going to find out how much money he actually made as president. I'm going, I could have a field day with that. First of all, he's lost over $1 billion as president. That's number one. Number two is you don't have a problem with a guy going into office being worth a couple hundred thousand dollars and coming out being worth tens of millions, Mr. Obama. Nobody said a word about that. He's getting, we're talking about what, Billy Bob getting $500,000 a speech. Obama's getting $1.2 million a speech.
Yeah.
To go over to South Africa and tell the South African president it's a great job for him, ripping land away from white people. It's about time. Are we serious here?
I I am in awe of why anybody would pay, half a million pennies to this guy. Never mind. I mean, what does Bill Clinton lecture on that's worth $500,000? I mean, come on, Joe. We both know that was a payoff.
Hey, how to beat the system.
Yeah, exactly. Or how to get away with rape. There you go. I get it.
Seriously, it's really bad. And people are going to think we're making light of this, but we're not. We're being dead serious about the fact that here's a man in high power. You feminists should be slamming your heads against the wall, trying to figure out how he's getting away with this for so long. And now on top of that, all right.
The thing that really makes me sad is they've had this Me Too thing going on for so long with regards to people who have been raped. But what about when it's a conservative person that gets raped? Look at how they treated Juanita Broderick.
Uh-huh.
And Geraldo today saying, referring to all these things as affairs. That really kind of, for me, that kind of is insulting to everyone who's ever been raped. And the problem for me is when you're in the public eye and you're making these kind of comments, it actually does not discourage people from raping.
No, it actually doesn't. Don't you think it demeans it? It starts to demean it after a while when you start playing with it like that. It's just like the word racist. They've used it so much, and they've used it incorrectly so much that it's actually become not as bad as it used to be. Hey, before I forget, because I'm at that age, John McCain has discontinued medical treatment for his brain cancer, and I was saying earlier, it doesn't matter whether you didn't like the guy, don't like anything about the guy or what have you, he's still a human being, he's still a father, a husband, and our hearts and prayers go out to him and his family, and I know you agree with
me. Amen.
Totally.
Like, so, 200%.
Go. We're going for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Lucene, your host. We will not share our pizza with you. We'll be right back.
That's kind of scary because my neighbor's daughter came and knocked on the door today, and she brought me this big piece.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Senator John McCain's family issued a statement Friday saying the senator, who turns 82 next week, is discontinuing treatment of his aggressive brain cancer. His fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake spoke to KNXV in Phoenix about a phone call with McCain's family.
They've had a lot of time to think about this and spend time with him, and that's been wonderful. I can tell you what a sweet, wonderful family he has.
The family says the senator has surpassed expectations for survival from his diagnosis more than a year ago, but the progress of the disease and advance of age rendered their verdict. Hurricane Lane still powering towards Hawaii, causing lots of wind and rainfall in spots. This woman's family is staying at a hotel in Waikiki, visiting from Melbourne, Australia.
They told us to prepare with extra food and water for the next 24 to 48 hours. Watch your little ones.
Maui is still dry. Officials there have their hands full with a brush fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Week to kind of tie things up and really get to the meat of what's going on out there. Xander, thanks for being with me.
The pleasure is all yours, Joe.
I'd say he'd be here all week.
Just here for the pizza.
No. Right. Hey, hurricane. Man, a hurricane's hitting Hawaii for the first time in quite, I think they said it was like 24 years, 25 years. And those poor people, first it's the lava flow.
Yeah.
It's the water flow. And it's not like you can get in your car and drive someplace to get away with it.
No.
Poor people, you know?
Yeah, I'm betting Rosanna's glad she's, like, ensconced in L.A. right now. Because she has a home there.
Does she?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she owns a macadamia. She owns a nut farm, which is...
A mac.
You know,
oh, I
no
love macadamia loose. Nuts.
Right? I love macadamia nuts. But,
a little bit too much, maybe. Me, anyhow. Hey, that wasn't aimed at you. See that? You can't come after me. So what do you think about what's coming down with Manafort and Cohen and what have you, you know, and as you, to your point earlier where they said Trump supporters would stay with him no matter what he did, which I don't believe.
No, I definitely wouldn't.
But do you think that what's coming down with Manafort and Cohen, do you think that this is going to hurt Trump at all?
No, I really don't. And even this week, you know, with his lawyer, you know, kind of folding and things like that, I think Trump is still sitting pretty. Because the thing is that this started out to be an investigation into, you know, the way to see if the election had been tampered with and who was to blame. But I actually have to agree with the Donald when he calls it a witch hunt because, you know, they're attacking everyone around him, his kids, his lawyer, his cabinet, people that have worked for him. And, you know, the testament to date is that of all the indictments that have been handed down, not one of them pertains to anything during their time with the Trump administration. I mean, how long is this going to go on?
Listen, until the day he resigns, gets impeached, or what have you. It's what I was saying last night on another show I was on. I kept saying, look, they started impeaching this guy before he got in the office, and they're not going to stop until they make it happen or, you know, really give it their all. They don't work on much of anything else. I mean, where's the collusion? It's still not there. There's still not even a dotted line, a hint, or a dust stain towards it. As far as Manafort and Cohen goes, what in God's creation has that got to do with any of their... Look, before he came president, he's running a campaign, okay? And let's say he said to Cohen, I'll give you $300,000. Do what you got to do. Take care of these two. Get them gone, right? And right. You know, in my part of the world, that means whack them. But that's another thing. So anyway, he goes ahead. So Cohen takes the money, and he pays the ladies off to go their separate ways. Again, where is the crime? I still haven't found the crime. Two people had consensual sex, and it's okay.
Well, yeah, they're saying he used campaign funds, but I don't think that Donald Trump, no disrespect to my friend Donald, I don't believe it was campaign funds. But, you know, here's the thing. If any of those things did occur with other women, it's between him, God, and his wife. And I don't think the American people have one iota of say in what happened before he took office. And I'm not defending it. If he did it, it's disgusting. It's terrible. But let's face it, every president in history has had, some sort of, liaison that's been reported. You know, even as far back as the Kennedys with Marilyn Monroe. I mean, she was sleeping with both of them.
Roosevelt.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Roosevelt was known for it, too. So it's it doesn't make it right, but it's nothing new. And it's like I try to, you know what, here, you can help me with this one. So what will happen is a liberal will ask me a question. And I always say the same thing to them when it comes to the sexual stuff, especially. I need to know where your boundaries are, because it was okay when Billy Bob did it. It was okay, you know, I can go down the whole list of people that did these kind of things, and you were fine with it. President Trump alludes to it, doesn't do it, but alludes to it, and he needs to step down, be at peace. The way he talks about women is terrible. And they always say, why do you always have to go back to President Clinton? Why do you always have to relate it to somebody else? I go, because I want a foundation. I want to know how to answer the question based on what you believe is right and wrong. Do you see that as a cop-out, or do you see it as them trying to get squirming out of trouble?
No, I think it's absolutely relevant, and the point is because the left has very little substance with regards to these things. We have to find a benchmark, and the thing is that, you know, there are still people out there that think that, you know, Bill Clinton is, you know, God, you know, as we said earlier.
Yeah.
And the thing is that concerns are, one of my ministers locally, who was my priest, who was my minister when I grew up, said, you know, I think that Donald Trump is God. You know, I worship Donald Trump. I don't worship Donald Trump. I worship God and Jesus. And I just support Donald Trump, and I support his, you know, aims and objectives to make America a better place. But that doesn't mean I worship him. But I think that the left has just got so little going on. You know, the Democrats have no leadership, so they have to keep alluding to things, you know, that have gone before. I don't care what arguments he's had with contractors 25 years ago, or that his father was a racist. You know, my father used racist terminology, but I wouldn't necessarily say he was a racist. You know, my father would have used the N-word, and I'm not saying it's acceptable. But if Joe the black guy or Bill the black guy down the street was being attacked, he would be the first one in there. You know, at that time in history, it was commonplace to use that terminology, and I'm not defending it. But here's the other thing about saying that his father was racist. You know, the thing is that, you know, saying, oh, he never rented to black. I'm sorry, if you own a building and the rent is $500 a month for an apartment and somebody's only got two, you're still going to take the person that's got 500 regardless of the color of their skin.
That's right. The first 500 wins. That's kind of how it works. And that's how it works in capitalism, okay? I mean, seriously, you can't have it both ways. I mean, either capitalists are greedy and they want nothing but money, or they're just racist, period. You can't have it both ways.
No.
You know, I always found that amazing. It's like when Sharpton runs around screaming how racist these major corporations are because they don't have any black people on them. On the boards, right? And I always say the same thing.
Right.
Nobody, in that board, there's only one color that matters, and it's green. That's the only thing the boardroom cares about, right?
The snow is white. The snow is racist. I mean, it really has got to that stage.
It
makes me very sad when people call me a white supremacist because I support Donald Trump. I mean, how is Donald Trump even a white supremacist? I really don't get it.
Who's the young black lady, Owens? Candace Owens? Right?
Yeah, Candace.
Did you hear what they called her? A white supremacist.
But I said to someone that said this to her the other day, how can she be a white supremacist if she's black? I'm being serious.
You're going to scratch your head and you want to look at, don't you want to look at those people in a very New York way and go, that's all you got? That's your argument?
I mean, the Joy Reid, who works for MSNBC, every time she calls, she would call Donald Trump a white supremacist. I would call her a black supremacist, and I was called racist for calling her that. She's not racist for calling Donald Trump a white supremacist, but I'm racist for calling a black person a black supremacist. I don't get it. You know, the world has gone mad. And you know, the thing is, you know, there was all this discussion today on social media about, you know, Donald Trump said about how the social media needs to stop treating conservatives badly. And you know, we both know, and we've been victims of this, we both know that that's true. But the point is, at the end of the day, you know, this went on into with regards to the media as well. You know, why shouldn't Donald Trump block people on Twitter that harass him? I do every day. You know, if people get rude with me, I'm not going to have civil discourse with them. They're blocked. They're gone. Why shouldn't the Donald be able to do it too?
Because the Supreme Court says, or the court said, that he's a public figure. Okay, and this is a way they can get a message through him, kind of thing. But you know what? If I was him, let's be honest about it. He does have some thin skin, if you would, and sometimes he's got his skin that he just needs to blow off and keep going and just ignore it as a whole, right?
Absolutely. But let's face it, every time he tweets, you know, Democrats' heads are going poppity pop pop pop, and I love it. and this week I did a social experiment. I went on a lot of his posts and I did what I said I was going to do. I reported people that called him the word. We'll talk about this the other side.
Oh, gee, thank you. All right. So, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We will talk about this on the other side. We'll be back in a minute.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
you can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No, not just be swallowed the purple pill. No. We're going in. We get hit on the other side.
Welcome back.
Okay.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged, being involved. And again, you want to call in? Then send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We have a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com, or we have that Facebook thing going on when it's going on. Where you can, the smarter people than I are, very obviously, and you can have fun with them. Talking about having fun, let's bring them on. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to try to deal with the issues of the day, never from a different point of view. We always end up in the same place. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so I had a brain fade. Almost said the wrong word. Brain fade. Yeah, there you go. Anyway. You are currently a temporary resident of England, correct?
Yes, for my sins.
Yeah, where they don't have real pizza.
No.
Anyway, and we haven't heard much that's going on in the way of the immigration issues. What do you think? I mean, is it gone away? Is it simmered down? Is it being tamped out of the news? I don't believe it went away, but go ahead.
I don't believe it's gone away at all. I kind of think that, you know, with what they're trying to do with Brexit, because it looks like there's going to be a no deal Brexit that goes through, which I don't think that would be good for the UK.
No.
And whilst all of that is going on, I mean, I'm sure they are still kind of like arresting people and rounding them up, but you know, like we're finding in the United States, you know, we're finding these people when they commit crimes. And usually, you know, I'm not going to go into ethnicity or religion, but, you know, usually they're stabbing or raping someone. And then that's when they get charged and deported or whatever they're going to do with them. But surely the point of all of this is that it needs to be done at the border. You know, we need to know who's coming in. And this is why... I've never got why people have such an issue with people with Donald Trump strengthening the security around the United States so that we can, you know, make sure, you know, we know kind of who's coming in. I mean, surely that is sensible.
That's only because you don't understand how God works. Now, God did not make the world with borders. He didn't make the world with fences or countries. Man has done that. Don't you know this?
I do, but God didn't make it so that people raped and bombed and killed people just for disagreeing with them. So whilst that's still going on, then build the darn wall. Thank you, Donald. Do you think that's bad? I'm sorry. I don't mean a disrespectful calling the president.
No, I get it. You're doing it in a way that you don't mean it to be nasty. But it
no.
is, you know... I look at this stuff, and I said the same thing you do. It's kind of like this big, big, broad brush that everybody paints with, and they don't really...
Yeah.
We have a right. We have countries because we've decided that we've fought for these borders. This is what we've decided this country would be, or that country, or what have you. And again, if we want a global... they're all looking for, what, a global government? We don't want it. If we wanted to stop electing people in these different areas or different countries, and we'd go to one world government, we don't want it. And
that
Brexit's proof that we don't want to be part of it. We're moving away from it, right?
Absolutely. And what do you think when you hear people say the phrase "undocumented American"? You're not an undocumented American. You're an illegal immigrant. Get your backside back to where you came from, and do it properly.
But they're trying to get away from their war torn or crime torn cities, and they're looking for food for their kids. I mean, come on, you're cold, you're heartless, man.
No, it's the difference between an economic migrant and you know someone fleeing a war zone. You know, there's a world of difference between that. You know,
mm-hmm. Look at I agree.
You know, on the one hand, a refugee is someone that's you know. That really does need our help, and we should help them when we can, but they should be vetted appropriately. But there are so many economic migrants that are fleeing to the United States for a better quality of life, and I get it. But if you want to do it, come and work within our rules and do it the right way.
Hey, after World War II, you had truly had war-torn migrants coming here whose cities were destroyed. There was nothing left, just piles of rubble. They had no real money, they had no real clothes, and they came here with very little. They still got sponsors. They didn't sponge off the government. They actually made a difference, and they made this country what it is. When we talk about this country as a country of immigrants, we're talking about those immigrants, not the ones that came here with their hands out. It makes me nuts that they won't distinguish between the two.
Well, we're talking about the difference between immigration and illegal immigration. You know, America is built on immigration. You know, you're not Native American and neither am I. However, you know, at some point, you know, back in the day, our families decided to go to the United States and start a new life. But the difference is they did it legally. They didn't, you know, they didn't, you know, hop into the country and just, you know, hitch a ride and do it the wrong way.
Well, you know, you go down to this Tibbetts case, right? And you see what MSNBC and those people are doing, which I think is just hilarious. So they won't deal with her being killed by an illegal immigrant.
No.
And they won't even, you know, think about some of the conversations. She was just a girl. There was this girl that was killed. You know, I really feel bad about that. But we need to deal with the real issue. The real issue isn't death. The real issue is dealing with illegal immigration because they feel bad about themselves. Are these people serious? Are they?
But isn't that what Pocahontas had to say? Isn't that what she said in an interview? You know, when she said that, I just thought, resign now. And then there's hundreds of people on Twitter this week saying, I'm related to that girl and her family would not want you to use this politically. And then people are saying, oh, the guy that actually did the killing was working for a Republican senator. I mean, it infuriates me, Joe, from the perspective of where's the respect for this girl that's died.
You know, I love this stuff. One of the arguments they kept throwing at me last night was, well, Mueller's a Republican. Comey's a Republican. I go, no. First of all, that means absolutely nothing today. Number two is they're registered that way. It doesn't mean they're acting that way.
Right.
I mean, seriously, let's not get that stupid, okay?
It's not like all Republicans support Donald Trump, is it? I mean, there are some that actually voted for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Well, so to me, you're not a Republican if you're voting Democrat, whatever your reason is.
Who's the one you love so much, Anna Navarro? I mean, how Republican is she?
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's Republican through to whoever's going to be prepared to put money in her bank account to make the commentary. And, you know, you give her the pesos and she'll say, "What?" Well, if I sent her a check for $500, she would say Xander Gibb is wonderful. But I don't.
Although, I don't think she's seen that. I don't think I've seen her say that before, though. Have you?
No. But I've got an app on my phone where I can make it look like she's saying it.
I love that stuff. I love when they do that stuff because they keep telling me they have Republicans on their station. I haven't seen one, and I'll tell them that I haven't seen one. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the ones that are kind of very left leaning. And, you know, I think the thing is that at the end of the day, I did this quiz once and it said, are you truly a conservative? And do you believe in the rights of life? And do you believe in this? And do you believe in that? I mean, surely the whole basics of being a conservative is there are a handful of things that you have to have as ideologies, surely. You can't just pick and choose, can you?
No. No, that's what I was saying earlier. When you go to these stations and you do interviews other places, it's kind of like what a Dem does, what somebody on the left does, no matter what or how egregious it is somehow explained away or acceptable. But when a person on the right just thinks it, they don't even have to carry it out. They just have to think it. And all of a sudden, they're terrible. They're nasty. They're Hitlerites. And you know what? Ugh, don't get me started. When these people start calling Trump Hitler and others like him, I go, really? Are you serious? Why would you demean or why would you bring down the value, true value, of what Hitler should instill in people, the fear, the thought?
Well, it's actually offensive to those to Jews and to those of us with Jewish heritage. When they're comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, they're spitting on Jews, basically.
Oh, I so much agree with you. They just take all the attention away, the nastiness away from what it is, because he isn't. He couldn't even closely be like Hitler.
No.
And ice agents are like Nazis. They're throwing these words around. They have no clues of what they mean, right?
Just for 1 week, I would love for Donald Trump to do the things that the left are saying he does. You know, they're saying he's a dictator. If he was a dictator, they wouldn't even be able to make that commentary.
Bingo.
They'd
You'd
be
hear,
in jail.
Yeah. You'd hear a gunshot, hear a body thud hit, and this person wouldn't be speaking anymore. Now, would they?
No.
Oh, just nuts, Demi. All right, Xander, tell people where to find you.
You can find me at xandergibb.com, and we'll be back with the X-Rat Show in a couple of weeks' time, Friday night.
Well, like I said before, about time. People have been waiting for you. I'm Joe Bastidio, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Stay here because there's a high school, I'm not telling you where it is, they won't play the anthem at all, anytime. We'll be back in a few minutes.